Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic economic directives have become a very important issue of discussion these days. And one of the most important and grave misconceptions which is found regarding these directives is the notion that some of our scholars believe that interest can be taken or charged from non-Muslims. They're absolutely sure that interest is forbidden from Muslims. However, they say on the basis of a narrative that it is allowed to be charged if the non-Muslim is a Harbi kafir, which in other words means that a non-Muslim or a kafir with whom Muslims are at war. So on the basis of this narrative, they say that interest can be charged from a non-Muslim. Now, first of all, it needs to be considered that this narrative in itself is a very unfounded narrative. It's not a narrative which is very sound. It's a mursal narrative. It is not recorded in any of the major authentic anthologies of hadith. And its own chain of narration is not sound. So therefore, nothing can be adduced on the basis of this narrative. And the other important thing is that in issues of morality, there cannot be any distinction between Muslims and non-Muslims. One cannot say that one has to be honest with Muslims and dishonest with non-Muslims. Similarly, one cannot say then that one has to be selective in his morality regarding non-Muslims and Muslims. It is absolutely certain that in issues of morality, the treatment has to be the same regardless of the religion of the concerned person. Now, interest in itself is something which is immoral. We ask a person to return over and above what is lent to some borrower. So therefore, its origin is something which is an unethical contract. It's an immoral contract. And immorality is forbidden regardless of the fact that who the concerned person is. We cannot be selective in matters of morality, and we cannot say that one can be dishonest with non-Muslims, whereas one has to be very honest with Muslims. So just as in this case, we cannot say that honesty or dishonesty has its variations regarding faith, on very similar lines, we must not make any distinction regarding charging interest from Muslims or non-Muslims. If charging interest is forbidden, then it is forbidden both for Muslims and non-Muslims, regardless of their religion. And as I said earlier on, the narrative on which this whole precept is based is itself unfounded. It's not a sound narrative at all. And had it been even sound, then again, as I said, the Quran itself has to reign supreme over all such narratives. The Quran's own morality is that we cannot charge anything. We cannot be immoral. We cannot be unjust with non-Muslims in any case. We have to deal justly as far as morality is concerned, regardless of the fact who the concerned person is. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.